My poor mother. My poor mother had four boys. She always claimed she wanted four boys, but I'm not sure that I believe her. And my poor mother, who wanted four boys, surreptitiously displayed how much she wanted a girl by caring how much we dressed. When we were young, she could arrange it, but as we got older, she had to refer to subtle hints like, "Are you sure?" the check and the stripe. Or a time that she reminded me again and again when I was sitting next to her in synagogue and I wasn't wearing different colored socks, I had gotten that right, but I was wearing different colored shoes. And it was at moments like that that I know she wanted a girl. But here's what happened. What happened was, because she emphasized it again and again and again, we started to take notice. And that actually is a great spiritual truth. I found it in the Musar literature in a book called Michtav Me'Eliyahu by Rabbi Eliyahu Dessler, who was one of the great writers of the modern Musar movement. He came up with this idea he called Nikudat HaBechira, the point of choice. He said, this is how it works in people's lives. There are some things that are completely obligatory. You gotta eat, you gotta breathe, you need warmth, and so on. But then, in everyone's life, there are large areas that really don't function as areas of choice. I would never be a nuclear physicist. It wasn't a choice. On the other hand, just as there are areas where you can't do something, there are areas where you must do something. I would always like reading books. Wasn't a choice. And Dessler says those areas of life, they're uncontentious. But sin and repentance and moral choice, they're at the Nikudat HaBechira, the place where you could do something, but you don't have to. Or where you don't do something, but you might. So he says, an alcoholic who's not really aware that he's an alcoholic, he's not yet at the Nikudat HaBechira. He's choiceless, effectively. But once, by one means or another, he moves into an awareness of the fact that he's an alcoholic, now he has moved into the Nikudat. Now he's in the point, and now the moral struggle begins. And everyone, he says, has a different point. And it does no good to get upset at other people because they don't share whatever your Nikudat HaBechira is. Your business is with your own. But here's why I bring this up tonight. Because when you go through a crisis, as you heard in all the stories that you listen to tonight, something remarkable happens. All of a sudden, your Nikudat HaBechira expands. And things that you took for granted are no longer true. And you realize that life has offered you many more choices than you thought it did when you were stuck in one place. All of a sudden, your world explodes for a minute and you realize, oh my God, I don't have to be this way. Sherwood Anderson, one of the most noted American writers in the middle of the 20th century, after 20 years of working for an ad agency, one day got up and just walked out the door and gave his life to literature. His Nikudat HaBechira had all of a sudden coalesced and he realized, you know what? I can actually do this. You think I can't leave my job. I can't change my life. Because we love to hedge ourselves in with words that prevent us from realizing there's a choice. I have to be there. No, I could never do that. And Dessler says you have to remember that you can grow your nikudat habechira, your point of choice, until the crucial decisions in your life are not automatic anymore. They're made out of passion and not out of rote. And if you look at the Torah, you find this again and again and again. Moshe starts out, and what does he say? Lo ish devarim anochi. I'm not a man of words. He says that to God. Don't talk to me. I'm not a man of words. And then what does he do? He ends up talking the rest of the Torah. Moshe realized he could make a choice for eloquence. Esther. Esther in the story of Purim is told by Mordechai, you have to go in front of the king. You're the only one who can save the Jewish people. And she says, I can't do it. It's not in me. But she does. And she saves them. Because she made a choice for courage. Job. Job has everything taken from him. His wealth, his family, his friends, everything is taken from him. And he can't trust God. How can he trust God after all this terrible calamity has befallen him? And yet at the end of the book, God comes out of the whirlwind and speaks to him. And he says, now I see you face to face. And Job, who can't trust God, makes a choice for faith. And Ruth. Ruth, who loses her husband and loses her land and wanders from Midian with nothing and thinks she will never have a life. And then she meets Boaz. And Ruth, who would never have anything, makes a choice for love. Dessler is giving us an emancipation proclamation. But the liturgy of the High Holidays is true. Yad Kol Adam, every individual's hand has to write it for him or herself. No one else can write it for you. It is your Nikudat HaBechira, your area of choice. The psalmist, in terrible times, says, Min ha-metzar karati ya, from out of the depths I called to God. But metzar doesn't really mean depths, even though that's the way it's translated. It means narrowness. I was tsar. I was narrow. I called to God because I couldn't break out of the boundaries that I had set for myself. And then the verse goes on to say, Anani, God answered me, be-merchav ya, and gave me space. God widened me. God broadened my soul. God enabled me to realize that all the times I said, I can't, I have to, I never will, I was fooling myself. If you'd asked me growing up, if there was one thing that I knew I wouldn't be, one thing, I don't know how many times I said, my father's a rabbi, he's a wonderful rabbi, I've seen it, I'll never do that. And then, when I became a rabbi, and I taught at universities, and people said, would you ever go to a synagogue? I said, listen, the one thing I will never do is go to a synagogue. But at a certain point, Min ha-metzar karati ya, I turned to God from my narrowness. Anani be-merchav ya, and God broadened my world. So tonight, tomorrow, next year, think about what it is that has made your world narrow. And then realize that the very catastrophes of your life, your illness, your losses, the way that you face mortality, the way that you grieve, the way that you hurt, that that can teach you that life changes in an instant. That all of a sudden, the barriers that you thought were impossible can dissolve. And like Moses, like Esther, like Ruth, like Job, you can make a choice for eloquence, for courage, for faith, for love. Hayom harat olam. Today, the world was created. That's what Rosh Hashanah means. The world was created today. Like God, in some ways we make our worlds from nothing, which means you have everything before you. Make what you will, do what you want. Don't stand in your own way.